It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
This isn't a social event. This is a competition where there's one winner. You don't see the outfits before a fight playing with jacks and juice boxes. No, they talk trash and they beat the crap out of each other.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, I think the rise of independent wrestling will continue. You'll see more and more of ROH. You know, they're working on trying to sell out a 10,000-seat arena. Cody and the Young Bucks are working with ROH to do a show in Chicago where it's a Dave Meltzer that writes, and he says they couldn't sell out an arena that size. I think they will. And then Chris Jericho has got his new show that's going to be debuting on Canadian TV. And then the rise of the independents, NWA. I think that the Lucha Underground will still, they're going to be recording their fourth season soon. Then the smaller guys like UCW Zero, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, the organizations that the MK Bandit works with, the House of Hardcore MK works with. I think you're going to see more and more people getting into it because more and more of the mainstream media is now covering professional wrestling. There are pages on ESPN, pages on the Huffington Post, CBS Sports, Sports Illustrated, and major publications. Forbes magazine covers professional wrestling. And I think as people understand that it is a form of entertainment that a lot of people enjoy, you're going to see more and more. I think it's going to be a great year for professional wrestling.
And I think that, I mean, it's been going on for quite a while now. I mean, that was a big deal a couple of years ago when ESPN announced that they were going to start doing WWE highlights as part of one of their shows. You would know more than me.
With Jonathan Coachman, who was the coach. Remember the coach? He works for ESPN, and they're still doing that. There's a complete page on the – when you go to ESPN, you can find a wrestling page that not only does WWE but other wrestling news. You're seeing websites popping up all the time. There are more podcasts about professional wrestling than any other subject matter. So it's out there, and I'm hoping that businesses, the sponsors, will see this and start supporting some of the smaller guys a little bit more.
Last week, what is it that UCW Zero is a member of, that the network that they're a member of?
United Wrestling Network.
So there is now a United Wrestling Network Championship.
I didn't know that.
And the belt looks awesome. I thought, man, you know, that could be really neat to see because with the names that are affiliated with that, we might be able to get some cool people in Salt Lake.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But
I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, adults. Oh, yeah, I used to watch wrestling. And then they'll start naming off current wrestling stars that they know and I've heard of. I call them closet fans, you know. I would say come out of the closet, but that has a completely different meaning nowadays, you know. I'm not politically correct that way.
Yeah. Well, you're right. And I'm working on getting a couple. There's a closet fan down here in the little town of Manti that I'm going to. He's actually from the South as well, and he's a broadcaster, a sportscaster for
voice of the Badgers.
The school that I work for, and I'm working on getting him on the podcast. I keep bugging him, saying, "Dude, you need to get on with me. You need to get on with me," because he is so thinks he's like, "Oh, I don't watch wrestling. That's so fake." And that, yeah, he'll always be like, drop hints of like, "Oh, John Cena and this and that and that." And I'm like, "You're so full of it. I know that you're watching it."
Tell him to embrace his fandom, embrace the wrestling phenomenon that we are. Turnbuckle Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2017 has came and gone. So happy it is gone.
Yes. I say this every year. I just hope this year's going to be better. But it never gets better. Life is hard, man.
And, it sucks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the older you get, the fatter you get.
Well, yes, I do, and I earn every pound I have.
You sure do.
Every gray hair.
Just a reminder, the WWE 2018 pay-per-view schedule for its opening dates will be January 27th for NXT TakeOver in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The next day, January 28th, will be host of the Royal Rumble in, again, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And those fans are rough in Philly. I mean, they freaking threw snowballs of Santa in 76.
Yeah, they
I can only imagine what they're going to do to, like, Roman Reigns.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be interesting.
And I'm just going to go a little personal. I want to thank you personally and also Ajay, Chris, and Kelly, and all the people that's on our Facebook page and those that listen to us that are on our Facebook page or Twitter accounts. We still appreciate you. We don't have big, huge numbers like some of the pods, but we're having fun. That's the most important thing about it.
And my many thanks to you, too, Dave, and I will get personal with you, too. This has been an extremely difficult year for me and, you know, good friends like you that I do miss, you know, talking to every day. You know, we used to stop by your work and stuff all the time. But, mm-hmm. you know, we'll make this keep working and make 2018 an even better year than 2017.
Dave, been a pleasure in 2017. It's been awesome. And really quickly, I want to give a shout out to our wives. Your wife, who's an incredible woman in every aspect of the way.
100% agree.
Teresa Denton, she is a doll and a half for letting us come over and interrupt her house time to do a pod here. To Zane Peterson's much better half, I don't know why you married a guy so ugly, but we are sorry. And if we could do that, fix anything for you, let us know. No, Zane's a great guy, but his wife's a much better person. To my beautiful wife, Nadine Salveson, thank you, and I appreciate you never listening to our pod because you feel like you had better things to do.
And she does.
No, we appreciate all their support. We appreciate you, the listener support. Thank you so much for always tuning in and taking the time to respond to us on Facebook. To guys like Chris Evans, to Kelly Denton.
Mike Calvin.
To Mike Calvin. Yeah. He's a huge one now. I love what Mike Calvin does. Mark Douglas, thank you so much. To all our listeners and for all your support, we appreciate you. And it does not go without saying to our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people who help sponsor our pod to make it what it is. Chunky Larry, thank you so much.
MSR, don't forget
MSR. MSR, thank you. Geeks of the Industry, thank you, thank you, thank you. To Cashfly Radio Network, thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your family now on the cool website, 103.
Cool1039.com.
Thank you so much. It's awesome, and we are so happy to be a part of it and what we get to do with you. If I'm missing anybody, I'm really sorry. Dave, help me if I'm missing anybody.
We're missing Santa Claus, the Baby New Year, Easter Bunny. But no, really.
What about our wrestlers, too, from UCW,
UCW0,
who have been incredible, taking the time, allowing us to pick their brains about their time in the ring and appreciate them.
And the Super Destroyer.
Yes.
Is just an incredible man. On top of being an incredible wrestler, I have the utmost respect for that man. All these guys that we've gotten to know a little bit, Marty the Moth Martinez, who is a friend on Facebook now, and the MK Bandit, who's also on Facebook, and he's going to be doing an interview with us soon. It's just going to be a great 2018.
We hope so. So for Dave Denton, for Zane Peterson, for Ajay Salveson, for all those who've been a part of making Turnbuckle Trash what it is, Happy New Year to one and all. For Dave Denton, Zane Peterson, Ajay Salveson, for all those who have participated, Happy New Year. We will talk to you in 2018 as we get ready for NXT TakeOver and the Royal Rumble.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
Time to take out the papers and the trash.
Yeah, yaggity yak. Dum dum.
But
he looked like he was bored. You know, kind of like us watching Total Divas.
Whoa, whoa. Okay.
I don't eat cheeseburgers.
Yes, you do.
I do not.
Wait, hold on. Your wife is here. The beautiful Teresa is here. Teresa, does he hate cheese?
He hates cheese.
Dude, apologize right now for our friendship, because it's been fake the whole entire time.
It, just like CNN and fake news. Tell him to embrace his fandom. Embrace the wrestling phenomenon that we are, Turnbuckle Trash.
That right there is what professional wrestling is all about. Just silly, goofy, awesome, just fun.